This is Gary Vercelli. We're talking tonight with Ali Ryerson. She's got a brand new album called The Jazz Flute Big Band. Game Changer is the name of the album. How'd you come up with that title, Ali?
Oh, well, thanks for asking, Gary. Actually, it was right after the session that we had in New York last October, and I just started thinking about, what am I going to call this album? And the title Game Changer just came into my head for a game changer for jazz flute. And what I did was I continued to make a list of all other possible titles, and over the next couple of weeks, I just kept gravitating back to Game Changer. And so that's how I kind of knew that's what it was. Anna Maria is a Mike Wofford chart, and that was written a number of years ago for the band. And Mike is such a great arranger, and there's a simplicity to his writing, but at the same time, a harmonic depth. Mark Adler is the soloist on that. And Mark is known to the flute community as a great jazz player, but his name is not known nationally, I don't think. But he's one of those discoveries through this project. I finally heard him and we got together, and he's such an inventive player. And for me, it was kind of a fun process to match the various soloists with the different compositions, knowing each of their styles. When I said to Mark Adler, "You're gonna do Anna Maria," and he said, "Oh, I love that tune. That's great." So that was fun.
Can you comment on Daoud and Mark Levine's arrangement and Paul Lieberman? I hadn't been familiar with him, but he takes a nice solo.
Doesn't he, though? Yes. Well, Mark had written this arrangement maybe 8 or 9 years ago for my band, and having worked so much playing-wise with Mark, and he had already had the experience of playing with my jazz flute big band at my master class every year, all of the repertoire I chose and what I did with the arrangers would be maybe come up with a couple different tunes that I could hear for this ensemble. And I would suggest them to the arranger and let them choose which one, they kind of had a feeling for. And Daoud, I could just hear with the flutes. And Mark, of course, his Cuban thing is such a part of his playing. And he had even studied in Cuba. And so take the swing and the Afro-Cuban rhythms and put it into this chart. I fell in love with it right away. And for me, that's any live performance. That's like the perfect opener for this band.
Well, Ali, thank you so much for sharing time with our listeners, and continued success. I'll keep an eye on Downbeat Magazine, because although Leonard Feather once jokingly said 5 stars in Downbeat could be the kiss of death, I guess I'll wish you 4 stars in Downbeat.
Which I would take gladly. Oh, thank you so much, Gary. It's really been a delight talking with you, and I so appreciate it.